I'm Matt Blois. On Tuesday, the Trump administration will abandon the Obama-era Clean Power Plan. Yellowstone Public Radio's Nate Hedgie explains what the end of that plan means for the state's largest coal-fired power plant.
If you had asked former coal miner and current Republican State Senator Dwayne Ankeny about the Clean Power Plan 4 years ago,
I'd have said, this is what's going to take our plants down is the Clean Power Plan. But right now, I mean, things have changed, and it's more about the lawsuits than it is about the Clean Power Plan.
He's referring to lawsuits filed by environmental groups that could force the entire Colstrip Steam Electric Station to shut down as early as 2027. Ankeny says those lawsuits have done far more damage than the Clean Power Plan, which aimed to restrict carbon emissions from coal-fired power plants like the one in Colstrip. That being said, Ankeny is still happy Trump is abandoning it. He says anything that weakens the Environmental Protection Agency from regulating Montana power is a good thing.
This is opening it up to where, you know, the states, if they want to have these regulations, leave it up to the states. Don't leave it up to Washington, D.C.
The EPA is expected to declare the Obama-era rule exceeded federal law by setting emission standards that power plants could not reasonably meet. In Bozeman, I'm Nate Hedgie, YPR News.